And finally, here's the last communication from our council member, Kevin Baird.
Well, on this side of the lectern.
Okay, we heard that now.
Well, thank you very much for your kind words this evening. It means an awful lot to me to have accolades from my colleagues on the council in this regard, and I have appreciated serving with them. I want to extend my congratulations to Kathleen Boyle on in the special election and being elected to this seat for the next 2 years. There's just two more years she has to run again, so tough part. And let me congratulate also Ruth Beyer and Susan Woods and welcome them to the council. Let me start off by acknowledging my wife, Nancy Morelli, without whose encouragement and support my service would not have been possible. She has tolerated countless late night meetings and obligations, but has never begrudged me or the citizens my time. I did make her a promise when I ran, that being that we would be sure to include a date night just for us. It turns out, and I've counseled everybody else on this, that Fridays are the best night for that because no one schedules meetings on Fridays, at least Friday evenings. So that has been our sacred day. We go out to dinner, we spend time together, we travel, and she will be glad to have me around home, at least she thinks she'll be glad to have me around home, attending to things there. I also want to acknowledge not only the council members with whom I'm presently serving, but those whom I served with over the 8 years. I think of Beverly Baton, Mark Meadows, Sam Singh, Roger Peters, Don Power, and what I have learned from them and how I have grown being associated with them. When the George W. Bush Presidential Library was dedicated in Texas earlier this year, the former president offered up these words, which I found especially poignant. He says, "In a democracy, the purpose of a political life is not to fulfill personal ambitions. Elected officials must serve a cause greater than themselves." It may be the only thing I ever agreed with him on. I have tried to conduct myself while in this office in just such a manner, thinking first of what is best for the city and its citizens, all the stakeholders who have an interest in preserving what we value and improving on what we can. I am thankful for the many citizens in our community with whom I have become acquainted during these years and the new friendships I have built. I have tried to deal honestly and frankly with everyone, agreeing where I can, providing additional information where I can, and adding a historical perspective about the city, its changes, and as the emerging leaders will tell you, why things are the way they are. I also want to acknowledge the staff I've worked with, whether it's in the housing department, the planning department, financial, you know, you name it. This is such a well-trained, competent, professional staff that bends over backward on a regular basis to provide for the council members and the citizenry the best service they possibly can. And we've had to do this year after year with tightening budgets and fewer people in City Hall. You know, the statistic keeps coming up, 25% less than we had 10 years ago. And somehow we keep getting things done. I think that's astonishing. I want to acknowledge a few people who've played key roles in persuading me to run for office in the first place and who have been steady supporters over the years, despite some disagreements. Fred Bauerise, a more conscientious volunteer will be hard to find. Fred has been a figure on the Zoning Board of Appeals and the Planning Commission for years, bringing his cool logic, long memory, and a keen eye to the proceedings of those bodies. I have been blessed with his advice and being able to count him as a friend. John Hansen and Christina Canfield. These two opened their home to me in my 2001 campaign, which was run from their basement, with voter cards spread across their pool table and precinct maps on their walls. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Amanda West. Amanda was the campaign manager for that 2001 effort. She gained experience in running political campaigns, and I benefited from learning how to run a campaign by watching her. We came within 32 votes that year of winning a seat on council, but that experience prepared me for the two successful campaigns in 2005 and 2009. I want to thank all the supporters and contributors who helped fund those campaigns. That support is always critical to local efforts. And a big thank you to the voters who placed in me their faith and trust. I hope you have found me worthy. Finally, I'll offer up a caution to the council and to the community. I want you to think about the Marriott and University Place. That site plan and that tax increment finance plan were approved in 1986, almost 30 years ago. Can anyone recall what was on that site? A gas station, surrounded by asphalt parking, sitting on top of petroleum-contaminated soils. Can anyone imagine the city without the Marriott and University Place now? It's been a huge success and a tremendous asset to the downtown. Newcomers to town believe it has always been there. The council members who voted for that, John Czarnecki, Joan Henault, David Bayless, Ralph Monsma, and Liz Schweitzer, can rightfully be praised for their vision and for positioning the city for future success. We must not let unfounded fears and hyperbole steer us away from making similar kinds of investments in our city today, that 30 years from now, people will be unable to imagine a city without them. A dynamic city, a successful city, a welcoming city, our city, East Lansing. Thank you.